I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. A lot to get to. First hour, action-packed. Second hour, just as action-packed. Let's welcome to the program, as she gets ready to return to the Strawberry Festival in Plant City, Pam Tillis. Pam, how are you?
Hello? She just dropped off the phone.
Okie dokie. Hopefully Pam will call us back. She will be out at the Strawberry Festival next, I think it's next Sunday, with Chicks with Hits.
Chicks with Hits.
Yeah, it's Terry Clark, Pam Tillis, and Susie Bogus. That'll be next Sunday. The Strawberry Festival opens up next week. I was planning on going Saturday as well, but I'll be at the UFC, so I'm going to fly back and go out there on Sunday.
Okay.
And see Pam and the rest of the girls.
It's curious because it's on Wikipedia. It gives Plant City as her birthplace.
Yeah, I told you that.
I know that.
You don't listen to me very well.
I do listen. But the difference between like where you're born and where you pay rent, we've talked about this.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time. But like I said, it doesn't change. You know, I've always said that I was born in Philadelphia. That's where I was born. I live in Tampa Bay, but I was born in Philly.
That's where your heart lies, right? Is that like where, like your memories, your fond memories, your childhood, your relationships? Does it change after a certain period of time? Like, I know for me, I lived in Denver for 6 years. And that always felt like home to me, like even though I lived in Indiana longer. But now I've been here in Florida for like 15 years.
Can we send you back?
But I still feel like Denver's home.
Right.
It's because those are my forming memories of my career, of my life.
You know, for some weird reason, I've always called Philadelphia home. You know, I lived there for, I don't even know how long, a couple weeks, maybe a couple months when I was first born. Then I lived there when I was stationed in Philadelphia. But other than that, I've never lived there. I probably spent almost as time living in Boston or Newport when I was in the military.
Probably been more time in Vegas with all the UFC fights and all the events.
That probably is true.
You should say you're from Las Vegas.
I don't want to be from Las Vegas.
Why not? You don't like Vegas?
No, Vegas is okay.
Would you live there?
I wouldn't have a problem living there.
What do you like about Vegas?
You know, most people don't even believe people really live there.
It's just tourists.
They just think it's tourists that come in
and leave. They come on the strip and then leave.
But, you know, I have friends. Obviously, Jimmy lives there. Oh, and by the way, and I haven't seen it yet, but Jimmy posted last night that the amazing Jonathan passed away.
Well, I know. I saw last night. That.
So, all right, we'll talk about that and a whole lot more. Let's welcome to the show Pam Tillis. Pam, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. So the Florida Strawberry Festival opens up next week, and Matt and I always talk about this. Is it coming home? Because you were born in Plant City, right?
Oh, it very much is coming home. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, and I've got a lot of family down there still, a lot. And so it's always a great, you know, time to reconnect with all of that. And my mom was born there. My mom and my dad there. Dad lived there for a while when he's from farther south in Florida, but he spent, you know, grew up, a good deal of his youth was spent in that area, so it's home. Yeah, my roots go deep.
What can the fans expect next Sunday when Chicks with Hits hit the stage?
Well, you know, this is a tour that, gosh, I think we're going on 3 years, and it's well, in professional speak, we call it a package. That's a package that I've really enjoyed being a part of. It's Susie Bogus and Terry Clark and myself, and we call it Chicks with Hits. And so we do nothing but the songs that everybody knew and loved from the radio back in the golden 90s, and everybody can sing along, and the girls are fantastic to work with. They're both seasoned veterans, as I am. You know, we've been doing it for quite some, you know, we've been at it a while. And they're fantastic musicians and singers, and they've got great songs, and we all back each other up, and we all sing harmony. And, you know, there's a fair amount of just silly carrying on, but we just have a great time.
So are all three of you on the stage at the same time, or do you rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first or last?
No, it's a joint venture. We sort of like to think of ourselves as a country music, if you remember that group, the Bangles, from the 80s. We kind of think of ourselves as, you know, we're a super group, I think they call it now, Randy.
So Pam, so I know we talked to Chris Daughtry last week, and he talked about how he has like a little bit of ring rust, a little stage rust, you know, with COVID and taking a break from touring. You know, any of that play here, or are you just as comfortable as you always have been, or you know, is it still new and exciting again?
You know, it sometimes if the venue's a little, you know, small, it makes me, you can be a little bit nervous, but I'm healthy, and I've taken all the what I feel is appropriate measures to be a safe touring artist. And you know, of course, nowadays they're saying that, you know, it's going to be like this same amount of risk. We just are starting to look at it differently. Like, what's the risk you take when you get on the interstate in Nashville? It's fairly high. <Yeah.
laughs> The Briley Parkway. That's a dangerous place.
But the great thing is, Randy, the Strawberry Festival is outdoors, and I'm not sure about that.
I have something special coming up, at least for my producer, so I'm going to call him over to do this. But can you talk about the album that's coming out or just came out, Looking for a Feeling?
Sure. Well, you know, we released it like early April 2020, and I wrote a lot of it myself. It's a very personal album, and if they want to hear any of that, the music from that album, they can go, it's on Spotify, all the streaming services, or come see me when I do my own thing live, you know, because I tour solo, as do the other ladies. You know, we each have our own things going together. We kind of just come together for select dates. And anyway, but I'd love for people to check out the new album.
Will you be back in the Tampa Bay area solo?
You know, it could happen. We don't have anything on the books, and generally there's like a, they call it, I can't remember the technical term from you know, you usually don't come back into a market within a non-compete clause. That's what I was looking for.
Okay.
But I'd have to ask my booking agent about coming back solo within a certain period of time, but I keep everybody updated on all my socials. And that's a good way to stay up on all things Pam Tillis.
I'm not an attorney. I just play one on the radio. And I was always told that non-competes are not really binding in the state of Florida.
Well, that's a new one on me. No, that's the kind of technicality I'm not too good at keeping up with. I leave that stuff to my manager and my booking agent. But you know what? I'm going to look into that.
Neither one of us want to touch that one. So, all right. So I don't really know how this is going to go. I know a little bit of the story. So one of my producers, Steve, is just grabbed a microphone, and he wants to talk to you for a second.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm nervous. But I lived like off of State Road 40 there where your dad's property was, and then you were at Silver Springs performing with your father.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I got to meet you and your father, and I brought a piece of artwork there. I don't know if you'll remember this or not. It was like, say, a tier record bowl shaped thing. Do you remember that artwork at all?
I do remember that because it was so unique.
and then at first
Steve's tearing up. He's crying a little.
Well, aww. You know. And then I have the signed record at my house and everything like that. So, all right. So that's it. I'm just glad that
he just wanted to talk to you about that.
You know, and you asked, you know, if it feels like homecoming coming down there. You know, just I have memories of. I loved playing there with my dad in Silver Springs, and also just as a kid, you know, swimming there. And all the memories that we had of the park and everything, and I'm sure it's, everything's changed, but as it does. But so nice for you to hop on the call during our interview and saying hello again.
All right, thank you.
All right, Steve. All right, so a lot of times, Pam, we get fighters, MMA fighters, boxers on, and I always ask, you know, the strangest, craziest, funniest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight. So let me ask you the same thing. While you're on stage, what comes to mind?
Well, oh, my gosh. Let me think. Well, you know, everybody's got, if you've been in it long enough, I think a lot of us talk about taking tumbles on the stage and, oh, I'll tell you the craziest thing.
Okay.
So I was playing, doing a Christmas show in a theater in Portland, Oregon, I think it was. Anyway, so it's in there's an orchestra pit in front of the stage. I'm trying to remember exactly how this went. Somehow I fell into the orchestra pit during my show, and the audience couldn't see it. You know, it's kind of submerged back there, the pit.
Right.
And I just stepped into it, and I remember seeing, you know, a couple thousand people lean forward in their seats as I went down, you know. But it wasn't very deep, and I landed on my feet. And this is all happening, you know. It seemed like, you know how things, it was all happening very fast, but I kind of remember it in slow motion. I remember this hand coming down to me in slow motion and pulling me up back onto the stage, and the band never quit playing, and I never stopped singing.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I mean, and I was, you know, and the audience went, I mean, they went ballistic. You know, you can't make that stuff up. You really
right.
can't.
For sure. That is awesome. Well, I do want to thank you for coming on. I hope we got your address so we can send you a care package of some gifts from Ape Man Strong and Odd Sock Official. I'm looking forward to seeing you and the other chicks perform next Sunday at the Strawberry Festival.
We're going to have a good time.
Awesome. Thank you, Pam.
Thank you.
Pam Tillis, legendary.
Legendary.
And you know how I hate that name. Look at Steve. He's still like a tear in his eye. I made him cry twice in L.A., and now I had him tear up just now. Wow.
That's awesome.
But definitely, Ray Hall, legendary. Tillis, legendary.
Yeah.
So good stuff. All right, let's go hit a break when we come back. David Feldman on with hopefully some news to talk about, as well as BKFC Knucklemania 2. That was last weekend. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Chris Sims from the Tampa Bay Bucks, and you're talking with Randy Harris, baby.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
We're back in Dade City. Your adventure begins at the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. 8 stages of exciting and hilarious entertainment. Full contact, live armor jousting, mermaids, fairies, pirates, Vikings, and more. Endless shopping at more than 100 different artisan booths. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Family fun for all. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Mark your calendars and get your tickets now at BayAreaRenFest.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet, At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza.
True.
Also known as Tour de Pizza.
It's a legend in itself.
Well, it's really not.
It kind of is.
Hanging out here. I got some stuff to give away if you want to stop on in. What's the address here? People have called me, and I said, I don't know. It's at the Racquet
Club. It's 170 47th Avenue Northeast. But does it matter how long you're in a certain discipline or sport or industry to become a legend? Like, can you be a legend after, like, one magical, like, performance or event?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's all up to what you feel legendary means, and you know, we've talked about the difference of the word legendary and iconic. You know, which one is bigger? You know, sometimes I think it's iconic is bigger than legendary.
I think it goes back and forth.
But I would say even if Queen wasn't Queen, their performance at Live Aid was legendary.
Okay.
And iconic, and both of the above.
You know, have to have a certain number of years to become that status. Like,
well, you know, I mean,
one performance, you got to have a one fight and, like, you know, have a spectacular showing.
The difference is kind of like where my argument is with my friends who are in the UFC Hall of Fame. You know, that concert was legendary. Hmm. I don't necessarily think the singer becomes legendary after one concert.
Okay.
You know, it's that event was legendary.
That one fight in the Hall of Fame.
That one pizza that you may make could be legendary. You're not legendary.
Right.
But that one pizza is. So, you know, that's the difference.
Okay.
You know, but I also don't think it's fair to say, you know, you have to play in the NFL for X because Barry Sanders didn't play X.
Ah.
You know, Johnson, you know, ironically at Detroit as well. You know, so legendary is really up to each person. What I don't like is when somebody like, I don't know, you calls yourself legendary.
I don't really call myself legendary. I mean, it's something that people say to me.
No, they don't.
They did. I mean, they've called me a legend. And then, you know, I bought my own chef coat. I don't call myself a chef. But if somebody else called me
chef.
Yeah,
but you do it in a really bad way. So,
what do you mean?
So you wear a chef's jacket.
Yeah, it's going cold.
So that people will think you're a chef.
Well, and I liked wearing the thermometer on the arm and the marker. So if I need to date something, I'm prepared. Like if I got to write something down.
What's the sweater called? A cardigan?
A cardigan?
Yeah, that's what I want you to wear when you're back there.
Like a pullover?
Yeah.
Like, I can't wear a pullover when I'm making pizza. Like, it's too much weight. But, I got to be free with my arms. I got to flip the dough and toss the dough.
But you can't wear a fake chef's jacket.
It's not fake. It's a real chef jacket.
No, it's not a chef.
No, it's a certified chef jacket. It has pockets for thermometers, and I get to put all my armor on and my stripes. I feel kind of like a military general.
Like you're a jiu-jitsu guy.
Like, if I had patent leather shoes on, I would be like a general.
I don't think so.
And I would just be commanding people into go do things like Putin. And did you see, like, Conor McGregor? Like, he said the most fear he's ever had in his life was putting his arm around Vladimir Putin. Like just the power and the aura and who he is. It was the most terrifying experience of his life.
No, I didn't see that. But Habib does it all the time.
Well, he wrestles bears. He's not afraid of Putin.
They hang out together. You know who is who was and is afraid of Putin?
Huh.
The owner of the New England Patriots.
Belichick?
No, he's the
Kraft.
Coach.
Robert.
Right,
Robert Kraft.
When you know the story, Putin asked to look at the Super Bowl ring.
No.
And so Kraft took the ring off and showed it to him, and he refused to give it back.
Oh, Putin gave it. He stole his ring.
Yeah, he stole his ring. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly, he's about to steal a country. He's invading Ukraine.
I really don't want to get into
politics. I'm just saying. Just take stuff and doesn't give it back.
I haven't watched the news. I don't follow the news. But somebody put a post up, and I agree with this. I'm more concerned with whatever's going on in Canada.
What's going on in Canada?
That's not good stuff up there.
The truckers?
The truckers, they're freezing bank accounts. They're,
oh, really?
A bunch of, really.
Freezing bank accounts.
But back to Amazing Jonathan. So one of my favorite co-hosts and I, and I'm saying that jokingly, if Mick Ferrari's listening, he would know who I'm talking about. I went and interviewed the Amazing Jonathan.
Really?
And what a story. And, there was a time that he did this trick where he took a playing card.
Okay.
And he would staple it to his assistant's face.
Okay.
And he screwed up.
Okay.
And really stapled it to her face.
Well, that makes it authentic.
So the gag didn't go as well. But, we were on stage. We rode around. Right. We rode around on his Segway. He then invited us, and we hung out in the cafeteria with him. He invited us back to his house. Breaking news. I'll let you break it if you'd like.
DJ Tony in the house.
BKFC has just signed a deal with Triller.
Triller? Triller Promotions.
That's going to be very exciting.
You're the DJ, the resident DJ for BKFC. Now you are the BKFC and Triller. Congratulations, DJ Tony.
Thank you, good sir. It's going to be fun. Can't wait.
Going to elevate the game, more viewership, more events, more.
And what a perfect time. And I don't know how long or I don't know much about this deal, but, obviously it was in place before Saturday.
It was.
How do you know?
Well, I've heard in the grapevine. I've been in the corners. I'm in the BKFC. I was in the red corner all weekend. I hear chatter. I hear people talking.
So what I'm trying to get out is what a great event to then announce,
Amazing.
Not that they've had duds, but, there's duds. There's dud fights. There's dud cards, in all sports.
But to do it
after Knucklemania 2, that was just
spectacular.
On fire.
It was on fire. And kudos to Tony for packing the crowd. I mean, the crowd was full. The place was sold out. Tony had the vibe, the crowd, the music. And I think that goes hand in hand with the event. Like, the fights are spectacular, but also the entertainment in the crowd of the hype and the feel and the energy. Tony does the best.
I must say, I love what I do. It's not even a job. It's more fun getting to hang out with all the fans and all the fighters, getting to know them personally. And, the owners, everyone, junior, senior, love the whole team.
I'm going to send that clip to David Feldman Sr. and tell him that it doesn't feel like a job, and maybe he'll cut your pay. Or take all the pay off.
Take the
pay. If it's not a job, then
I work hard, Dave. I running up and down the stairs, not tripping over the camera guy, poor Evan. It's a lot of work what I do. I should be compensated well.
Who's talking to you?
Well, it's Chef. You can call me Chef from now on.
I would never call you Chef.
If I get the Cutman gear, like with the wristband with all the gauzes and the wraps, and I could put my chef coat on, I could work the corner of the BKFC.
So you would be Chef Cutman.
Chef Cutman.
So how would you know to keep pizza away from the blood?
Well, it's just marinara sauce. You wouldn't know. But it doesn't really matter, does it? The oven will cook off all the bad stuff.
I don't know. Couldn't answer that.
But I'd be like the Cutman, like slicing it up. Pizzas and bodies.
So big news with BKFC. We don't know the details. We are trying to get a hold of David Feldman.
Yes.
His segment, and he was busy breaking the news. So obviously we were not able to get him on at 3:15 like we normally do. I sent a text to him. Hopefully we'll be able to get him at a quarter to the hour. So let's hit this break when we come back to another BKFC fighter and friend of the show and friend of mine, Yuli Diaz.
Ours.
And, we're not French.
We are. And I talked to Yuli after the fight, and he was in great spirits.
He was. He was out there taking photos.
Great guy.
Good stuff.
And his charity work that he does to feed the people in South Florida is amazing.
Just want him to feed me.
Well, I feed you because I'm a chef.
No. All right, let's hit a break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is David Bell from the Phillies, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
E-Tech e-bikes provides the best in quality, technology, innovation, power, and luxury. Eco-friendly, foldable, and powered by Baofeng Motors, Shimano Brakes, Tesla, and Samsung batteries, E-Tech bikes are ideal for commuting, recreation, mountain, or sport use. Built for optimal power and energy efficiency, E-Tech e-bikes have up to 100-mile range and speeds up to 30 miles per hour. Use our discount code 100OFF today at etechbikes.com. That's E-T-E-K bikes. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Russ Hochstein, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Big Russ Hochstein, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, went to New England, won a couple rings up there.
Okay.
And big news out of BKFC.
Man, I'm still kind of like buzzing over it. Triller, I mean, obviously they got the star power, the musicians, like, and now they've got...
Speaking of star BKFC. Power, and speaking of BKFC... We have one of those stars on the phone with us right now. Friend of the program. Friend of mine. He doesn't know you. Yuli Diaz. Yuli,
hey,
what's
Randy,
up?
How you doing, man? Thank you so much again for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for, I don't know if it's called entertainment for the fans. I don't know if it's considered entertainment for you. But it was certainly, towards the end, fun to watch your fight.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. And you know what? It is entertainment. It's something I love to do. So, yeah, man, you know, it's like I don't work a day in my life, but I love what I do.
We're going to talk about the fight in a second, but I want to tell you how much fun I had being in your circle of your family with your mom and your girlfriend and the boys. And I enjoyed watching your fight through their eyes, which gave me a total different aspect as well.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much. And they actually loved you, too. They talked to me about you after the fight. I appreciate you hanging out with them.
Talk to us about the fight.
Man, the fight was great. You know, Sawyer Duffy got put into the fight with 2 weeks' notice, and he brought the fight. He came to fight, man. He came out in the first round, guns blazing, and caught me in the chin with a punch I didn't see coming, and he put me on my butt. But you know, we persevered. We got up, we got to the second round, and we took care of the fight.
You know, obviously, I know how tough you are, and you know, and I hate using the warrior and soldier and all that kind of stuff, but you know, I know, you know, what you're made of. But tell me what you first thought of. You know, does something kind of go through your mind when you got tagged like that? Obviously, you were okay, but tell me, you know, what was the thoughts?
You know what, Randy? My only thought was, I got to get this guy. You know, I got to get this guy. I got to keep my hands up. I was at that moment, I was fighting southpaw, so I went back towards the ducks, which is my natural style, and that's when we started. Because you know, you saw I got right back up, and I actually dropped him with a body shot before the round ended.
Right.
And then, and then we went to the 1 minute rest period, and I just gathered my thoughts. I said, I'm going to come out guns blazing, and I'm going to put him, you know, where he needs to be, and it happened exactly like that.
When you call it a one-minute rest period, can you really rest and get kind of rejuvenated in 46 seconds?
You know what? You can. You can, especially after all, because all the hard work goes in the gym before the fight. So we train for moments like those. I take short rest periods, so that minute seems like eternity to me. So, yeah, in 1 minute, I could come back, you know, rested and feeling perfect, ready to go.
If 1 minute seems like eternity to you, imagine doing a two-hour radio show with Matt.
That seems like a lifetime, huh?
Listen, look, I know you're the owner of the fastest knockout in combat sports, 3 seconds. But I got to say, man, seeing your adversity come back in that fight, like from the red corner, man, I got to say, it's inspiring. I know you do a lot of charitable work with your food and how you feed people in South Miami. And I just wanted to kind of talk about like the inspirational side of like what you do and how you're going to use this event and this performance on Saturday to like change so many lives in the future.
You know what? BKFC has given me a great platform. It's given me a lot of notoriety. So now every time I do feeds or anything that has to do with the community, it brings a lot more people out. So, you know, I've turned fighting into something to help the community with also. So, That's how I've turned it around. You know, people see my adversity. People see my perseverance. They know, you know, a lot of people know my backstory of where I come from. I fought my whole life. So to be able to be in this platform and be able to use my, you know, quote-unquote name, fame, to use it to help the community is amazing.
Speaking of adversity, let's talk about Dana. She kind of got shafted. She lost her belt but was able to acquire it back on Monday night.
Yeah, you know, she's a champ. You know, she got tricked into losing the belt, but she came back this week and you know, she just like me, she showed she could come back from adversity, and she got her belt back.
I'm curious if you could hear her screaming during your fight.
You know what? I zone out. I could only see what's in front of me, and I hear my coach's instruction. I hear nobody else screaming at me, and no fans, no, not anybody.
Hey, Yuli, this is your boy, DJ Tony.
Is that part of your name, your boy?
Yeah,
DJ Tony.
That's DJ Tony, resident DJ of the BKFC.
That's my boy. He got my music right this time.
This time. I was gonna ask, how much did that help?
Man, it helps a ton. You know, last time, he's like, you know, you didn't put the song I wanted, but at least it was from the person, one of the people that most inspire me and motivate me, which is Pitbull. He's a great friend of mine since childhood. So I, you know, especially if I'm fighting at home, I'm fighting in South Florida, I like to come out to his music, and it really motivates me and it pushes me, and, you know, it gets me in places where I need to be stepping into that ring.
So how would you treat DJ, your boy DJ Tony, if he messes up your walkout music again?
Like the Macarena or something.
I didn't want to see that.
Like, what if he played the Macarena song or something?
You know what, man? Tony's my boy. I wouldn't do anything to him except text him.
I would have got beat up this time.
To come up like I did this time. This time I texted him with my song about 10 times.
You did. Just to make sure. So, yeah. You know, I know that it just happened on Saturday. I know that it was an emotional fight. How soon do you want to get back in?
Well, guys, listen, this is the first time I'm saying this on the radio. I'm fighting again March 4th for Titan FC. I'm fighting an MMA fight, not this Friday, but next Friday. I'm ready to get back in there. This year is my year. You know, you guys know I'm 40 years old right now, so my window of opportunity for fighting is small, and I'm trying to take full advantage of it. I'm trying to get married to the love of my life by the end of the year, so You know, I'm trying to get as much in as possible before I get married in November.
When you get married, are you going to have to lock the doors if she still is the 24/7 champ?
Absolutely. We won't need nobody coming into the honeymoon suite trying to sweep the, get the belt.
I heard a story, and I don't know how true it is, but supposedly when Randy was getting married to Elizabeth, some of the wrestlers thought it was, I don't know, the scripted shoot, or I don't know what is shoot and what is the other, but that some of them showed up to kind of ruin it, thinking that it was scripted and not that it was their real wedding.
Oh, man, that'd be crazy.
So make sure that you lock the doors. You don't let anybody in so that it goes smoothly.
Absolutely. You know what? We're hiring security for our wedding.
There you go. there you go.
And I'm going to hire DJ Tony to play the wrong wedding song.
You know it.
Macarena
all day.
That is awesome. Macarena. Hey, Macarena. Awesome. Well, Yuli, thank you very much for your time. Congratulations. Like I said, it was fun to watch. It was fun to watch you, you know, like Matt said, with adversity, you know, get up, handle business, make everybody happy, you know, that were your fans, including obviously your family. And you mean a lot to me, and so does Ashley. And thanks for everything, and stay in touch.
Randy, thank you so much. I really, truly appreciate you. DJ Tony, you know you're my boy. Matt, I appreciate you too, brother. Anytime you guys need me on here, you know, I'll be willing and able to come on here. So thank you so much for everything you do for me, Randy.
It's okay to just say that you appreciate me and DJ Tony. You don't have to throw Matt in there just to make him feel good.
Yuli, I have a restaurant, so I want to feed you when you're done with your weight cut. You guys come up for dinner, and I'll roll out the red carpet for both of you guys.
Oh, you know what? He gets extra appreciation now.
Yeah, there you
see?
Go.
Hey, well, hey, Macarena.
I'll tell you off the air why Matt's my Coco host. All right, enjoy your day. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yes,
thanks,
Yuli. Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Have a great day, guys. Thank you.
You as well. Yuli Diaz, like you said, and it was a little adversity. He went down. He got right back up. He handled his business.
Heart of a champion. That's what it is. That warrior spirit. Like, you know, people talk about it, but you got to see it Saturday night. It's awesome.
And it would be interesting if Dana Brooke is still your 24/7 champ. If, I don't know, somebody shows up.
Here?
Well, wherever the wedding is. You don't know where the wedding is.
Well, I don't think anybody would crash that wedding. The bare knuckle boxer and all of his friends, like, ain't nobody going to crash that wedding.
You don't know when they would attack.
Well.
She could be before she gets in the wedding dress and, you know, they go in Truth. What is his name? R-Truth. I guess that's the guy that's had the belt like 412 times. Or Titus O'Neil, who was your very first 24/7.
Yeah, and he's local.
When they brought it in.
And he knows everybody around here.
So he could show up as a guest. Or better yet, what if I go as a guest and I become the 24/7 champ?
Whoa, let's get Gronk involved. Where's Gronk at? Gronk's here too. She can't come to Tampa Bay. She'll lose the belt.
Who said the wedding's in Tampa Bay?
Yeah, but, oh, yeah. But
oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. He didn't say that. Oh, you're such an idiot. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, coming to you live from Tournament Da Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Fireball.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars through the streets of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg, February 25th to the 27th. Tickets are on sale now at gpstpete.com. It's fast, fun, family entertainment, jam-packed into all 3 days. 10 races in all are on the weekend schedule. The big NTT IndyCar Series race takes the green flag on Sunday afternoon. It all happens at the Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, February 25th to the 27th. Get your tickets at gpstpete.com.
Come back for the magic. Come back for the laughter. Come back to the Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Our 8 stages are filled with hilarity and delight. All your favorites and some new surprises. 100 artisans make this a world-class marketplace, overflowing with beautiful treasures. And the food, oh, the food is fit for a king. With treats to tease and tempt every palate. The Bay Area Renaissance Festival. Weekends, February 19th through April 3rd. Visit BayAreaRenFest.com for directions and tickets.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Toby Hoff, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I'm dancing to that.
Is that Tony Hawk, the skateboarder?
No, it was Toby Hall.
Toby Hall, who's that?
But I have a story about Tony Hawk.
Lyra.
So a particular friend of mine, a pretty well-known celebrity nowadays, was at Tony Hawk's house when he was a kid. And I guess he was dating the sister or some or relative and didn't, you know, it was Tony Hawk, but it wasn't Tony Hawk, you know, and he was out there playing on a skateboard and all that kind of stuff. And that's Tony Hawk.
He's just like a normal guy.
Yeah, no, he is. I've had the opportunity to meet him a couple times and chat. Good stuff, Tony Hawk. The Olympics are over. I'm curious. Oh. Did you watch any of it?
None.
I watched like nothing.
I put it on the TV here at the restaurant just to see some skiing going downhill, but I didn't watch not 1 ounce.
I like the speed skating. Nothing. You know, I like when they're all on the track at the same time and they all wreck and fly all over the place and all that kind of stuff. I enjoy that.
That's why you watch NASCAR.
I don't watch NASCAR.
You don't watch it for the wrecks?
Well, I did watch NASCAR for the wrecks.
Oh, now you don't watch it?
I haven't watched NASCAR in years.
Why?
I just don't
That's
care.
Your boy, Greg Hendrick.
Well, it's changed. You know, back, you know, when athletes were athletes, I was going to say men were men, but
oh,
you know, I don't want to get in trouble. You know, it was the race started, the race ended, there's a winner.
Okay.
Now the race starts, they stop for a water break, they race again, they stop for a water break. What?
Well, I didn't get a break in the first hour. I mean, I should be our driver. If there are breaks in NASCAR, I deserve a break.
Well, just put a microwave in.
I mean, I think there you could cook a pizza on Steve Linnea's limo that went up in flames this morning. Like, I saw a photo of a black limo engulfed in flames on the side of the highway. Steve Linnea posted it.
It was an unidentified limo.
Unidentified limo.
Right. He doesn't identify as a black limo or a white limo. It was an unidentified limo.
But apparently the limo is in safe and sound. Great news for me.
Why?
Look, that's my secondary transportation. If I need to get a ride somewhere, I call the limo.
Whatever. Somebody that has been extremely busy for the past half an hour or so, and I can imagine how his phone was blowing up because our phones were blowing up like we knew anything. But it is a big announcement was just made, and as we're sitting here with the BKFC DJ and, of course, the guy who throws the mats, at BKFC. Let's welcome the president of BKFC, David Feltman. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. A whirlwind week, but I'm doing good. And as promised, I mean, I didn't break the news with you, but you are my first interview post-dropping the news. So always love you guys, and I'll always support you guys.
Well, I appreciate that. And to be honest, we'll talk about the news in a second. I first want to talk about the event on Saturday night, and I know how big, you know, the news that I just saw posted. Talk about that event, you know, and every time you and I talk, it's like, how do you top it? How do you top it? Saturday night, in my opinion, was the greatest BKFC event and night of all time.
Listen, Randy, it was unbelievable. Like, and I know, you know, everybody, you can't use that word in sports anymore, unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I mean, I just kept looking at the crowd, and I kept going, wow, and I kept seeing the numbers that kept going, and I kept checking the app downloads, and I was just like, is this freaking for real, man? Like, holy crap, man, the highest grossing ticket sales for any combat sport ever at the Hard Rock Casino. That includes every major combat sports organization in the world. the number four most downloaded app in the world. We were right in between DraftKings and FanDuel. So we were right up there with the biggest and best, most downloaded in the world. And then a major MMA publication put a poll out. What are you watching tonight? What has you most interested? And not downing UFC or Bellator or anybody else, but they were all at 10 to 15%, and then we were at 60%. It was just an unbelievable night for us, an unbelievable weekend, and now some more unbelievable news today. And it's just, you know, it's today I'm sitting on cloud nine.
All right, we'll get back to BKFC, you know, if we have time. We do have about 10 minutes. Let's talk about the announcement that you just made.
So we've been, obviously, as our success grew, we were looking for more funding just to take it to the next level, as most companies do. And, you know, we had a lot of deals on the table, and we decided in the past 2 weeks that we were going to move forward with Triller. And Triller Versus has acquired a majority interest in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. What does that mean? Detrimental to the product? Nothing. We're going to remain the same. I'm going to be the guy in charge. My team is going to be the same. We're going to treat the fighters equally as good as, if not better, than we used to. The only thing that's going to change, really, is we're going to have more funding, more research, more resources, and more avenues to really make this the biggest combat sport it can be. And I really do believe that with this kind of partnership, with the money and the resources, that we could be, you know, a top two player in combat sports in the next 3 years.
When you and I first met a handful of years ago, I can't believe it's already been a handful of years, you know, we continue talking about, did you expect, could you foresee, could you? Go back to that BKFC one. Could you ever imagined being at this point and being able, you know, to become a partner with a company like Triller that can take, you know, this company to a whole new heights?
No, honestly, I mean, honest, you want me to be honest? No, man, I just wrote every day. It was like, and then waking up the next day and then doing the next day. And we weren't in a position to plan. And that's why I'm so excited and riding on this cloud right now. It's not that, you know, we're going to be able to line our pockets with a little bit of money, which we are. And I'm going to change the lives of four or five of the guys that are on my team, which is really the ultimate goal here, was to be able to change some lives, man. And if you don't know me, you know, I just want to help people, man. And now I have the opportunity to help people in a bigger and better way. That being said, it was like, you know, we were just going event to event. Now get the money for the next event. Now get the money for the next event. Nobody knew the struggles that was going on behind the scenes. But you know what? They're not supposed to. They're supposed to see this beautiful finished product. And that's what they saw. But the struggles behind the scenes, behind the scenes just to stay afloat and put on that next big show and then put on that next big show. You know, it was death at times. But at the end of the day is we got here a lot faster than I thought we ever would get here. We sold a majority stake in our company, which still leaves us with a good chunk. If this thing gets to where it's supposed to be and we can all cash out, it'll be great. But now we have the funding, we have the resources, we have the influencers, we have all the different tools now to really, truly compete. You know, I think compete for the top two or three spots in all of combat sports now.
It's awesome, and obviously very happy and very proud of you and the entire team. Now let's jump back, you know, to Saturday, and let's start at the main event and work our way back. How proud are you of both of those guys? You know, Mike Perry came in never fighting bare knuckle before. Julian Lane, and I'll be honest with you, I never thought that he deserved that fight, which he proved he did. And it was an outstanding fight that I think are going to elevate both those guys, both those names in BKFC.
I'm sorry, you broke up. Can you say it one more time?
Yeah, I was just saying how proud of you basically in Mike Perry and Julian Lane.
Oh, man, I mean, unbelievable. They just did. They did fantastic. You know, when we bring a big star in from mixed martial arts or even from boxing, from the outside bare knuckle world, you know, we don't know how they're actually going to perform. And it's, you know, I thought that Mike Vasquez was tailor-made for, I mean, Mike Perry was tailor-made for this, and he is, and it was a tremendous fight. You know, fight of the night honors. What's next for Mike Perry? We're not sure. We're going back to the drawing room, the drawing table right now, and seeing who is next for him. Julian Lane always comes to fight, so he always has a place here, and, you know, he can make more and more money every time he fights, because right now I think he was in two or three fighter tonight since he already started here, so it's a great honor, and it's going to be great to continue working with him.
Mike Perry was just on about 20 minutes ago. He said he's ready, willing, and able to fight in New York, just so you know. You also had another inaugural former MMA fighter, Chad Mendez, who came and put on a clinic and looked like he's, you know, fought bare knuckle for years.
Absolutely. I mean, he looked like an he didn't only look like an animal, he performed like an animal, right? I mean, he looked just coming in from the press conference to the weigh-in, and I was like, oh my God, is this guy going to punch a hole through somebody? But he just looked tremendous. He looked comfortable in there. You know, got hit with a punch or two, and, you know, had to kind of find himself. Didn't get rocked or anything like that, but, you know, knew he was in a bare knuckle fight, and he, you know, he did great, man. I hope he decides to come back. Not, he loved the organization. He loved everything about it. He got paid well. I just, you know, hope that he decides to come back to combat sports, because I know that, you know, it's like a little bit of a seesaw for him, where he wants to, if he wants to fight again, or if he wants to just do what he's doing. But I'm pretty sure that the athlete in him, the competitor in him, is not going to let him walk away from combat sports yet. So I do expect to see Chad Mendez back in some bigger fights.
I do want to talk about, you know, Ferrara, and I want to talk about Yuli, but, you know, I was hanging out with Clay Guida, who was kind of in the Chad Mendez, you know, camp, and we were standing next to each other during the fight, and I said, so, Clay, what do you think? Are you going to do this? He said, hell no.
Yeah, I talked to him a number of times about it as well, and he said, no, man, I'm a wrestler. I'm a grappler. Right? So, you know, I always say, right, it's not for everybody. It's never been for everybody. I knew that. But it is, you know, it is for the people that it's for. They come in there, and you know, like I said, man, the Yuli Diaz fight, the Edgar Pelosa fight, these undercard fights were just unbelievable fights. And I've always said that, you know, I know one punch can change anything in any combat sport, but especially bare knuckle. Like one little punch changes a whole entire game and the whole entire fight, and a lot of times the whole entire outcome. So this undercard was just tremendous. And then when we got to the main card, I mean, Chad Mendez looked sensational. The girls fight delivered. And then Mike Perry and Julian Lane, you know, did great. And then Luis Palomino put on a very champion-like tactical performance to you know, make Martin Brown look like he didn't really belong in the same ring as him.
BKFC is exactly what, you know, all those fighters. I remember Quentin back in the day saying, you know, I want to stand up and fight. I don't want to be taken to the ground. That's what BKFC is all about. So all of those athletes that, like you said, they're not wrestlers. They're not jiu-jitsu guys. This is where they need to go. And obviously giving you and Nate and everybody the call is what they need to do.
Absolutely. I'm sorry if I'm going all over the map. I'm like, I'm ecstatic about everything. I'm getting messages just left and right, Randy. So if I'm not listening to everything you say, I really do apologize. You know, I'm never like that. I'm getting bombarded right now with the news of our merger, and I missed that question. So
it's all right. I'm used to it, because I've dealt with Matt for years. He doesn't pay attention either.
What is that?
I'm sorry. I'm paying attention now.
No, Dave, I just want to say, man, I'm here with DJ Tony. He's sitting in with us today.
Yes, sir.
Randy's here. Obviously, we're proud to be a part of the BKFC. We're ecstatic for you and the team, and nobody deserves it more than you. Your passion, you willed this to existence from day one, from that show in Wyoming. We're just proud of you and proud of everything you've accomplished, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And again, you guys' support is really unparalleled. You guys are always supporting us. And, you know, I already talked to Randy. We're just going to be including you guys more and more. And I'm happy to be a part of your program, and I'm happy that you guys are a part of my team. And this thing is just about to explode, and I don't know whether to smile, laugh, or cry, man. But I'm mixed with emotions right now. Like, I'm happy as hell that I'm going to be able to help everybody. I'm a little sad that my little kid just went off to college. But, you know, they have to go and, you know, spread their wings. And here it is. BKFC will now spread its wings, and hopefully we can compete with the big guys.
All right, final question for you, and I know we only have about a minute and a half left. We just talked for 15 minutes, 20 minutes on the greatest BKFC event of all time, Knucklemania in Fort Lauderdale. How do you top it in a couple weeks in New York?
I mean, I don't know if this event can top it, but, man, you got Johnny Bedford versus Jared Grant and Jim Allers versus British bare knuckle champ Connor Tierney as the co-main and main event. And all these guys know how to do is stand there and bang it out. So I don't know if it's going to top it from a production standpoint, but I think from a fight standpoint, it can definitely be paralleled, man. It's just as these fights go on, we're getting more and more skilled fighters. They're learning it. They understand what we want. They go out there and they give it their all, and they all get taken care of. So, you know, hopefully it tops it. You know, if it tops it, that's just going to be, you know, a higher hill for me to climb in April when we have three shows. You know, we have April 8th, April 21st, and April 30th. Three shows in April, and then actually in May we have three shows. Our Thailand comes back. June we launch BKFC Russia. September or July we're in England. September we're in the Netherlands. I mean, where this thing is going, it's just a whirlwind, and it's been a whirlwind of a week for me. And I hope that after tonight I can just sit down, relax with my family, my wife, have dinner, and you know, soak it all in, because you know it's the hardest thing to do when you're going through stuff like this is to actually jump outside the bottle or the glass and read the label and see what you're really doing. But I really want to do that because I don't want to miss the opportunity to enjoy, you know, everything that's happened. My team is the hardest working team in combat sports, the most genuine people in all of combat sports, and now I get to change their lives, man. And I'm just, you know, like I said, I want to smile and I want to cry at the same time. But it's a great moment for us. It's a great moment, I believe, for combat sports in general. So I'm very, very happy where we were, where we are, and where we're about to go.
Awesome. Dave, thank you very much. Congratulations. I'm extremely happy for you. I'm happy you know, for what's ahead for all of us. And enjoy the week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Take care. David Feldman, everybody, the president of BKFC, who just made a very major announcement of partnership with Triller, and they're going to be able to help take them to a whole new stratosphere, and I'm extremely happy for him. So on behalf of all of our guests, on behalf of the two knuckleheads across the table from me, I want to thank 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone, along with Odd Sock Official. We will see everybody next week.
What? Including Pam Tillis next week.
Yeah, Pam Tillis.
We'll
on
see
Sunday.
Everyone next week.
See everybody. This is Knockout Radio.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.